and welcome back to The Spells We Tell Ourselves. I'm your host, I'm Libby, and today we're talking about shadow work. So, to begin with, what even is shadow work? Shadow work is examining the subconscious and how it affects our conscious mind. So, we have this part of ourselves that is hidden beneath our conscious mind. This is where a lot of our triggers come from. The shadow self begins in childhood and it starts to form based off of your experiences that you have. So, for instance, imagine you are a strong-willed child, but you keep on getting told to settle down and you keep on getting told to be quiet. Then you're probably going to be quiet in your adult life, right? You're going to keep parts of yourself hidden and you are not going to be strong-willed anymore. Instead, you're going to be more anxious and more afraid to share your opinions. But as adults, we want to be able to share our opinion and to share our thoughts in a meaningful way. So if we're taught from a young age that it's not okay to do these things, then we are going to be blocked and we are going to be limited in our adult lives. So how do we do that? How do we break through this version of ourselves? Well, then we do some shadow work. Shadow work can be any number of things. A lot of ways that I like to talk about, because they're my own personal journey things, they're my own things that I have done as a form of shadow work. So the things that I talk about are meditation, journaling, just simple going through your day-to-day life, tuning in. And then, of course, I talk about tarot as a form of shadow work as well. So these things help us tap into our shadow selves. So all of this, let me back way up. How does this start? How did the idea of shadow work start? One. Two, is there any science behind this, Libby? Or is this just a crazy witch thing? And three, how in the heck do we do this? What do you recommend? So, answer number one. How did shadow work begin? So this is based off of a psychologist / neurologist named Carl Jung. And Carl was a psychologist and neurologist who believed that the subconscious mind influences your conscious life. So what does that mean? In our subconscious, when we have that shadow self living behind us, that bubbles up in our everyday lives. Take the nervous person, but once was a strong-willed child example again. In social situations, that person may feel anxious and they may feel like their opinion isn't valuable. And then that person may end up being triggered by people who are strong-willed and who are capable of freely expressing emotions and thoughts and feelings because it was something that they were never allowed to do. So it's almost like jealousy in that sense. There are also plenty of other examples of shadow work. So another example is if you had some sort of past intimate partner violence, and then how does that affect the relationships and the romantic partnerships that you have later on in life? It is all about how you respond to parents and authority figures. There's a lot that goes behind shadow work. And a lot of these examples stem from childhood and the way that you were raised. Now, to answer your science question, yes, a lot of this has to do with neurology. So we all know that I am interested in this. Like I said, the person who came up with this concept, Carl Jung, was a neurologist. There is neurology here. The shadow self affects your thought patterns, but as I've said plenty of times on this podcast, your shadow self and your brain in general can be rewired. You can begin to change your mindset and the way that your neurons fire. So by doing shadow work, you are examining your triggers. You are taking that moment to examine the triggers and you are figuring out why you are reacting a certain way. So this used to be strong-willed child example. In that moment, your trigger may be to hide or cower from a person who is strong-willed because you were told that you weren't allowed to be that way. You might be worried that they are then going to be getting in trouble because they are speaking their mind. There could be some jealousy from that in that interaction. It all depends on your personal reaction, because realistically, everybody is going to react in a different way. And in a lot of ways, the shadow self can depict, or predict rather, the fight, flight, or freeze response. So were you taught to fight through problems? Were you taught to freeze? Were you taught to run away? All of these things can stem from the shadow self, but the brain is plastic. So we can rewrite this and we can heal our shadow selves, or at least work with our shadow selves. How do we do this? Well, like I said, I like to talk about the ones that I do personally. Of course, there are plenty of other resources out there on the World Wide Web, if that is something of interest to you. But what I talk about is meditation, journaling, simple tuning in, and of course, tarot readings. So how do we do it? Let's get started. When it comes to meditation, it all starts off with sitting down in a quiet place. I like to have a journal and a pen nearby just because it's kind of like when you first wake up from sleeping. You write down your dreams so that way you can track your dreams and look at different things there. And dream work can be a shadow work exercise. I do not use dream work as a shadow work method. However, you can. So having that journal and pen nearby helps you write down what comes up in your meditation. It is also good for keeping track of your progress. So being able to go back a couple of months or whatever later and seeing where you are, seeing what things have changed. Maybe you're redoing the meditation and asking the same question another time and you get a different response. It's cool to track these kinds of things. So we're sitting down quietly. We're closing our eyes. We're taking a few deep breaths, settling into the moment, settling into the space. You're setting the intention. And this doesn't have to be anything long. It can just be something quick and simple. I personally recommend doing shadow work meditations for 15 minutes only because you need that time to relax your mind and allow yourself to slip into your subconscious. So I recommend at least 15 minutes so that way you can get the insight that you are looking for. As far as journaling goes, there's lots of really great journal prompts, and I'm actually going to get to the offer at the end of this episode because I'm super excited about it. But there are lots of journal prompts that you can use, but then there's also just simple brain dumping, right? You can just set a timer for 10 minutes and go forth and write down all of the things on your mind. And it's really interesting to see the things that pop up. I love doing brain dumping myself. And it's interesting to see what comes up because you'll get these thoughts where it's just like, huh, I didn't know that was buried in there. And then lastly, I would like talking about tuning in. This is a really great one because you don't really need any supplies. You don't need the journal or the pen. This is something that you can do on the go. You can be in the middle of traffic and somebody cuts you off, and then you can, wait, before I react, what am I feeling? Why am I feeling it? What is my gut reaction? And what is my secondary reaction? So the secondary reaction being the not conditioned response. I feel like we're so conditioned to instantly lash out as soon as somebody cuts us off in traffic. And then we are just, you know, we're just angry. Being cut off in traffic puts you in that anger mindset. So instead of slipping into that anger mindset and staying there, examine your feelings, sit with your feelings. The idea of tuning in is great because it gives you that opportunity to sit with your feelings and breathe through them and see what your secondary reaction is. And maybe your secondary reaction is a little bit more compassionate. And then, of course, the tarot for shadow work is something that I love doing. I really think that we've talked about this so many times, but tarot is great for getting out of your head and seeing the clear picture from above. So in general, with tarot, it's kind of similar to the meditation. We're setting the intention, we're asking the questions, shuffling the cards, laying them out in a way that is meaningful to you. It kind of depends on the question, the way the layout is. Personally, when I do a like a what is blocking me in this moment, I'll do three or four cards to get the answer to that question. So shuffle them. The first card I pull is representing myself. Second card I pull, I lay down on top of the first card, and that's the block. Then the third card is what I need to unblock myself. And then you could do the fourth card being what is the end result of working through this block. You could also expand more and have a what, who can help me through this, or what can help me through this, that kind of thing. So it's really customizable, and it's something that's flexible, which is another thing that I love, because some people may only want to do a one card. What is blocking me? Boom, one card, done. And then you can expand to it depending on your what your time, your skill level, like whatever. So when it comes to shadow work, I think shadow work is so important. And if you follow me on the Yogini Witch Libby Instagram, you probably saw my Tarot Tuesday post. So tarot card that points to shadow work. Of course, I'm talking about the Hermit. The Hermit is very much the what do I need inside of myself to move forward? Looking inside of myself to find what I truly want. Looking inside of myself to get deeper understanding. Looking in my subconscious, etc., etc. It's very much the shadow work card. So I can see how there are connections with all of this, and shadow work can be so helpful if that is what you are ready to do. Some benefits of shadow work are just tapping into your intuition in general and being able to read your gut more when you get those gut feelings, but you don't really know what they're coming from. That's your intuition yelling at you, and it's sometimes something that your subconscious already knows. And then shadow work can also help empower you. It can help you with your strengths. And then shadow work can be really helpful with moving forward after something traumatic. It can be helpful for examining parts of your childhood. It can be helpful for getting closure on maybe a breakup, maybe something that happened to you in your past. I think that shadow work can just be really helpful to get to know yourself a little bit better. Of course, we want to watch out for our triggers, but in order to watch out for them, we need to get to know them a little bit. We need to be able to know, like, oh, if I do this, then this will happen. If I am in a conversation setting and somebody brings up this topic, then my reaction is this. And I think that it's really helpful for social situations if you get to know yourself a little bit. Because if we ignore our shadow, on the flip side, some of the downsides for if we don't do shadow work is lying to ourselves. It's low self-esteem. It's anxiety and depression. It's self-sabotage. It's it's ego coming out. It's having a hard time in relationships and not having healthy relationships. And also, most importantly, it makes it hard to have a good relationship with yourself. And yourself is your first relationship, and it's your longest relationship. So shadow work in and of itself is nurturing for your relationship with yourself. If you are able to work with your shadow and begin to move forward with your shadow. We don't want the shadow self to go away. That's not the goal. Your shadow self is a part of you. It's just the things that you generally keep hidden from other people. But it's more of finding out why we are trying to keep it hidden from you. We want to accept our shadow self and have compassion towards our shadow self. If you have ever seen anything around, inner child work or inner teen work, that is shadow work. It's getting to know the things and events that happened in your childhood and your teenage years. And all of that is very formative and can have an impact on how we live our adult lives. So, like I said, there is an offer here. If you are following me on social media, then you have already seen that I have, or hopefully you will see, that I have dropped the Shadow Work mini course that is available. It is at yoginiwitchlibby.com, of course, so you can find it there. Or if you're following me on Instagram, feel free to just DM me there, whether at The Spells We Tell Ourselves or Yogini Witch Libby. I'll answer you either way. But within this Shadow Work offer, what's in it? So it's a 3-module self-paced mini course, and we have 4 education video / presentations in this module format. So we'll go over, it's a deep dive on what shadow work is and then how to do shadow work in module 2. So we have the background and then we have the practice. And then there's a couple of exclusive downloads within this course as well. And I am also going to be making these downloads a separate item in case that's all you want to do. So I made a shadow work journal, guys. and that is currently only available in a digital format on my website. It's a editable PDF, so you'll be able to write in there. There are 75 journal prompts that go along with this. And as a part of this bundle, you will also get my guided shadow work meditation. It's very much an intro to shadow work meditation. It's just very vague and high level. You can ask any sort of question that you want, set any sort of intention. However, I will shamelessly plug that YouTube does also have plenty of guided shadow work meditations, and some of them get really specific. And so if you are looking for a shadow work meditation from me, that is going to be a part of this shadow work mini course, as well as a part of the shadow work guided bundle, which has the guided journal and the meditation. So that was a lot. I feel like I talked very fast for, where are we at? 17 and a half minutes. But all in all, the real point that I want to drive home here is that your shadow self is a part of you. We're not going to get rid of the shadow part of ourselves. It is healthy to have a shadow self, but we can greet that shadow self with sympathy and compassion and empathy, and we know that that is still a part of ourselves. And if we are ignoring our shadow self and trying to keep it hidden instead of embracing it, then we're not going to reach our highest selves. We got to be able to embrace our shadow self and work things through the things that we try and keep hidden. So I wish you a lot of love and luck as you are going about this shadow work journey. And if you are interested, I am right there with you if you are looking for a guide. All right, guys. If you are looking to connect with me, you can find me at Yogini Witch Libby on Instagram and Facebook. Or, of course, if you want to interact with this podcast, you can follow us on Instagram at The Spells We Tell Ourselves. My website is www.yoginiwitchlibby.com. And I will talk to you guys next week. Have a great time. Bye-bye.